every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Time once again for On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with the stars of our show, stars of Super Bowl 14, incredible players, Hall of Famer Jackie Slater, number 78, Vince Ferragamo, the incredible quarterback, number 15. The show is On Point Live. They're going to duel it in studio right in front of your eyeballs. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing okay, Michael.
Doing pretty good, Mike.
Great Thanksgiving. How was yours?
Good Thanksgiving, a lot of good turkey, you know, that was very good. Good football, well, I don't know about good football games.
Yeah, a lot of good people. You were around a lot of good family and friends like we were. We were around a lot of friends and good people, you know, to enjoy a good meal with.
And I thought those favorite teams were going to win, too, Michael.
Yeah, it's the week of the upset.
The Ravens, the Chiefs,
exactly.
And the Lions, they all lost.
Yes,
I went 1-for-3 on the opening day. It's terrible. Wow. Corey Marino's our producer. We should bring him in. How'd you do, Corey, on Thanksgiving Day?
I think we all picked the favorite, so I think we all lost a lot.
How about that?
How about it's terrible.
That? It is bad.
You can't.
Will you hear our picks this week? You thought those were bad.
We're gonna turn it around this week.
Absolutely.
Turn things around.
All the way around.
That Corey didn't even put our schedules up there, so we can't kick ourselves. It's going to be good. We got a lot to talk about. Our show brought to you by our good friends. You know, it's the holiday time. You want to give gifts. HarmonyCheese.com. When you think the Midwest of America, you think cheese. You think dairy cows. You think incredible cheese. They've got incredible cheese packages to send out to all your friends and family, whether they're in your town,
whether you're
going to mail order them out. This is the gift, HarmonyCheese.com. I'm hearing Jackie Slater. I think he's doing it. Am I right, Jackie?
Absolutely, absolutely. Some of the people, my favorite people in the world, I want to make sure that they get an opportunity to enjoy this cheese during the holidays. And, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, you come across anything special, you want to share it with people.
Yeah, boy, for sure.
And Vince, I'm sure you're going to do something. Maybe include some of your very own wine, Ferragamo wine there, the Clarissa J. Am I right?
Well, there's nothing better than watching a game with some crackers, some charcuterie board.
You're coming my way,
man. You know, have a little sip of wine, and man, I tell you, nothing better.
Especially if you went 1-for-3 in your picks on Thanksgiving. At least you got a glass of wine and some cheese.
Exactly.
Make you feel a little better. All right, don't forget, we are on our YouTube channel. Put a like in on there, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Our website is onpointlive.net. Don't forget, email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. The show is ready to get going. We're going to grind it up, talk about last week, get you into this week, get the picks together for you. So settle down, lock yourself in, get ready to go, because number 15 and number 78 are getting ready to rock your world.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Foodies, listen up. What's better than discovering your next flavor obsession? How about discovering it with cheeses that speak your language? At HarmonyCheese.com, we don't just make cheese. We compose edible symphonies. Crafted in Wisconsin, our cheeses are rich, creamy, and unforgettable. From the buttery brilliance of Abergele to the bold bite of our Alpine Reserve, every taste tells a story. Even On Point Life's Jackie Slater calls our Abergele a game changer for snack time. And now, CRN Talk listeners get an exclusive treat. 10% off your first order at HarmonyCheese.com. Use the code CRNTALK. That's CRNTALK. So go ahead, elevate your next dinner party or just indulge in a solo snack session. And with the holidays near, our gift boxes are wrapped, ready, and foodie approved. Go to HarmonyCheese.com. Mention CRNTALK. HarmonyCheese.com.
We're Sell My House Fast, and we've been buying unwanted houses for cash fast. For 25 years, we buy old houses, new houses, abandoned houses, all types of houses, and we'll buy your unwanted house for cash fast. If you're relocating, inherited a home you don't want, if you've got a tenant you really don't want, Sell My House Fast, we'll buy it fast. If you're behind on taxes, want to avoid foreclosure, if you're going through a divorce or just need cash fast, we'll buy your house at a fair cash price, and we'll close fast too. Sell with us, and there's no real estate agent, which means no real estate commissions. We'll do all the repairs, all the cleaning, and cleanup. We've got hundreds of Google 5-star reviews because our offers are fair and the process transparent. Call now to connect with a qualified local buyer. Call 1-800-743-0546. 1-800-743-0546. 1-800-743-0546.
Welcome back. It's On Point Live at the request of Miss Jingle Jones, who lives in Lawndale, California. She said, Jackie, Vince, play the holiday music. So producer Corey dug into the old timers well. So we got Bobby Helms playing the music. And look at him right now, Jackie. He's eating Abergele Harmony cheese and still singing.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I think he was a little hard of hearing. That's why he shouts that song out over there. But that's one of a good favorite there. Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, Corey Marino here. Let's get into it, guys. Let's recap, and then we're going to get into some of the games this week. But the Rams, they were on a pretty good roll there. They were before last week, everybody said they were the team to beat. Now, they lost by a kick, big deal. But it's a loss, 31-28 to the Panthers. Vince, what happened?
Well, you have to credit Carolina because Dave Canales, their coach, had this team ready to go. I mean, they pulled out all the tricks for this game. And Jackie and I both spoke about how do you beat the Rams? They have a ferocious pass rush. Okay, you got to stop that rush. So they're going to run the football. They controlled the time of possession by 10 minutes. They ran the ball against the Rams, controlled it, and then completed balls on fourth down, and they stopped the Rams. Three turnovers, there's a 90% chance of losing. So that's what happened to the Rams.
Jackie, you and Vince came up with this formula. If you have one turnover, it's a problem. Two, a problem. If you got two turnovers and a fumble, that's three turnovers. You got a 90% chance of losing the game, and that's exactly what the Rams did.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly what they did. And, you know, I was a little bit – when I watched this game, I thought, well, do I want to come away from this game feeling like the Rams are done or the Rams have revealed the problem? And I chose to believe that what they did was they showed that a team that doesn't necessarily have to be throwing the football all over the place, Vince, yeah, to beat them. What we saw with a Taylor Moten-led offensive line from the Carolina Panthers is we saw them take the Rams' pass rush, which is a formidable strength of theirs relative to all the teams in the league. They get after the quarterback, especially with Bryan Young and Jerry Verse. We saw them take those guys and pretty much make them be one-dimensional. And that dimension that they had to operate in was perhaps their weakest, and that's playing the run. playing the run. Rushing the passer and playing the run are two totally different things, Vance. Yeah. And these guys, the quarterback only threw the quarterback didn't. Now Bryce Young didn't throw the ball 20 times.
No.
He didn't throw it 20 times, but they ran it 35. And for those 35 times, you take a 330, 325-pound man, and you put him on a 265 or 270-pound guy, hitting him in the lips and hitting him in the chest and hitting him in the knees several times, it's going to take the pass rush right out of you.
Jackie.
And I'm trusting that Mr. Shula understands that because he's got to mix a combination now of run defenders and pass rushers on that offensive line, on that defensive line, to be consistently comparable to what offenses are doing to them now.
Well, that's the recipe for success against the Rams, okay?
What
did you
it?
Did you take this team too lightly? Where was the scouting department? Because this secondary is ferocious. They're gamey. They come up with plays. They'll hit you. They'll intercept the ball. They're very ball hungry, okay? So, and their defense is formidable. They're good against the rush, okay? So you can't underestimate your opponent, Jackie. And this team was 500. They were playing much better than 500 ball against the Rams. They made the Rams look kind of bad, actually, in that game. So, you know, I mean, the game plan going into this game was, hey, let's gear up. Let's strap our helmets down. Let's tighten up here, boys, because this is not going to be an easy game.
Well, yeah,
I don't think the Rams had that approach going into
You're a former quarterback, Vince, so let's talk about this. Once a quarterback, always a quarterback. We talked about how great Matthew Stafford was going. This was his year. He looked like it was the team to beat and everything. Every once in a while, you have one of those games where it just doesn't go your way. And this guy had a streak going of no interceptions, no turnovers. What was it, like 8 games in a row, something like that? And all of a sudden, 2 interceptions and another turnover where there was a fumble. And the next thing you know, we're losing the game.
Well, he had at one point 25 touchdowns with no interceptions.
There you go.
Mike.
There you go.
Right. And his quarterback rating, as Jackie and I looked at, is like 111 for the season. That's his highest in his history of playing professional football.
The highest in his individual career is the quarterback rating that he has right now.
And he's second highest in the league right now, so behind Drake May. But, Mike, the way it boils down, though, for Matt Stafford is the fact that, hey, I've got to be aggressive. I've got to take on the – and that's what he does. And, you know, yeah, sometimes you're going to have a bad day. But, you know, more importantly, though, I think it's the mindset of the team going into this game that you really have to be prepared and ready to go and ready to pull all your strings out on this game and just can't wait for the next game because it just doesn't get any easier.
You know, Vince, the other thing is, and I'll say this to Ram fans, there's no reason to be totally alarmed and shocked or dismayed or anything like that because, you know, Matthew Stafford is having the best year, as you said, of his career. If you go back and you look at Matthew Stafford's career over the past 17 years, you'll see that he's had more seasons where he's thrown over 12 interceptions a season than he has where he's only thrown 3.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's still playing at a very high clip. Mm-hmm. So I think that we don't need to panic about this. What we need to do is watch and see how the Rams play run defense from now on and how they mix run defenders and pass rushers at the line of scrimmage. There's going to have to be some give and take here and there, but you just can't leave those undersized pass rushers out there and expect them to match up with guys like Taylor Moten and the offensive line over there. They're going to get knocked off the ball doing that. So it's going to be Chris Shula, in my opinion, right now, has got the toughest job. He's got to mix these guys, the run defenders and the pass coverage guys. He's got to mix them up real well and utilize them at the appropriate downs to be able to successfully shut down some of these teams that's going to try to run it down their throats.
And so what, it gets down to coaching again? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, yes, Mike, because
Vince, you were talking about that last week.
Right. There's not enough brought about as far as the coaching preparation, and not necessarily the coaching. It's more about the scouting. Know the strengths and weaknesses of your opponent. Okay, coming into this game, you knew they're strong secondary. They're very adaptable on defense there. So we have to game plan in such a way to eliminate their strengths and work on their weaknesses. And let's not go head to head. Why do you think Puka Nacua came up with the greatest catch he's had all season long?
That was
long?
A good catch. That
okay,
was a
that because he had
catch.
Tight coverage. I mean, the guy was all over it. That guy wanted the ball as much as Puka did. So you know, going the mindset wasn't there. It just wasn't there for this team.
Let me ask you this, because I'm scouting. I'm armchair scouting, watching these games.
Yeah.
I'm stirring the jello, and here's what I see, Jackie. I'm seeing the Rams now tied with the Seahawks, and both of those teams now trail the Bears for the NFC's top seed. What do you say about that?
Well, that kind of catches you off guard a little bit,
yes.
Especially the way the Rams have been playing. But we knew that Ben Johnson, Vince and I have felt very strongly about the fact that we thought Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, that young quarterback out of SC, was going to eventually start clicking. They've done everything they can. They brought in a bunch of offensive linemen, some good ones too, to protect this guy. So we knew that protecting him and teaching him was the two things that was going to get him on track. That has occurred, so I'm not surprised about what's going on with the Bears. I think the Rams right now are still the team to beat in the NFC, provided they handle that hiccup that they had last week properly, make the adjustments they need to make especially on the defensive side of the ball. If they can do that, they're going to be a formidable foe, and I don't care who it is in the NFC. If Sean McVay calls the plays consistently, utilizing all these different formations the way he has, whoever it is that they play, going to have a problem beating the Rams.
Know your opponent better than you know yourself.
Absolutely.
Okay, Jackie, moving forward.
Absolutely.
I'm stirring the jello. It's lime. It's lime. And it's we got the Seahawks in there, the Rams, and the Bears. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, let's throw some cheese chips in there from HarmonyCheese.com. Get your order in for the holidays. Harmony, HARMONY, cheese, CHEESE, HarmonyCheese.com. It's our sponsor here of On Point Live. Get the cheese, settle down, relax, get a bottle of Vince Ferragamo wine, take some lessons from Jackie Slater to improve your game, and settle back and become a winner here. And don't forget, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie, it's on YouTube. Give us a like.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the organ, Jackie Slater, everybody. Look at him go! Energizer Bunny! Telling you, you want some holiday music, invite Jackie to your house. That's what you want to do. Welcome back here to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, the stars of our show, the Jackie Slater, the Vince Ferragamo, Corey Marino, producing the show. Guys, we talked about the Rams, but the Bears now have the best record in the NFC. Let's look at them last week, and I'll get that right now because some of the Bears are calling into the show right now to make sure to talk about
it. They want
to
know what's going on, man. Yeah. We're having so much success.
Tell them they're in the lead. Bears, listen to this. Right. They were playing the Eagles.
I know.
And they beat them 24-15 decisively. Vince, what happened here?
Well, again, Ben Johnson is showing up every week. I mean, did you see him take his shirt off in the locker room after the game, sharing with these guys?
Yes,
that's
I
the
did.
Kind of motivation. That's the kind of team
bad
spirit
body
this team's
all,
playing
man.
With
bad
now.
Bad body and all.
It doesn't matter, Jack. Those guys were going crazy.
He didn't have a pec or an abdomen muscle peeking out.
Got to do some bench press or something there. Come
sit
on,
up,
Ben.
Do a sit-up. Can he do one
sit-up? You know why? Because he's always in the meeting room. He's always watching the film.
Oh,
getting
goodness.
Ready for
yeah,
the game.
I guess
man.
So.
He's putting his thinking cap on every week. He's got Caleb Williams, Jackie, playing at a top level.
Top level. And with a lot of confidence, Vince.
With great confidence. Running the football. I mean, they got a good running game. Swift is coming together in this team. They're hooking up with the passes down the field. They're playing good defense.
They
shut down the Eagles. That's a tough team.
That was a shock to everybody. That was a shock to me.
Jackie, you start playing that organ, and you're going to get him going crazy dancing around there. I'm worried a little bit about our producer, Corey Marino, because he not only was able to get a copy of that video footage, but he was sending it out to everybody, including me and you and Vince. It was quite interesting, I'm telling you.
I'm sure it was.
Bears are on a roll. So let's look at them this week.
Yeah, they got the Packers in Green Bay.
Yeah, in Green Bay, they're playing the Packers at home. I think of the game of the week there. It'll be on Fox. So what do you think is going to be happening here in this game? This is two bitter rivals, for God's sakes.
The two bitter rivals, Vince. But more importantly, we got two really good offensive minds. Yep. LaFleur, Johnson, these are two of the young, talented play callers in the National Football League, along with guys like McVay. These guys will do a great job of deploying their talent. Matt LaFleur with Jordan Love. Now, we can't overlook the success that this young quarterback is having, Vince. I happen to think that he's one of the top five quarterbacks in the game right now. He's certainly equipped with a running game. He's equipped with a passing game, sophisticated. He can throw the ball underneath and he can throw it over the top. They do a great job of seeming to me of matching up with the defenses they have to face. Staying away from their strengths and attacking their weaknesses consistently is what I see with the Green Bay Packers.
Well, I think a lot of luck's on their side too, Jackie, because I see Jordan Love back in the pocket, and a lot of times he's throwing the ball under duress and off balance, and he's completing the balls in tight coverage.
So a lot of those
balls could go either way. But I think this game's going to boil down to what defense is going to show up, because Micah Parsons is coming together. I think he's third highest in sacks this year.
He's beating everybody. The whole team is
progressing along on defense. Caleb Williams and what Ben Johnson's going to prepare, they're going to have a sophisticated offense. The movement is going to be very critical with their passing game this week. So I think if they go into this game thinking we're going to have to move on our defensive line and pressure the quarterback, I think they can have some
success. And
Vince,
when you think about it, Caleb Williams is probably one of the top two or three most mobile quarterbacks in the National Football League right now. Yep. And how do you defeat a guy like Michael Parsons? First of all, we know that Michael Parsons is going to line up on the duck. They never put him over the best top two or three pass rushers. They always line him up, whether it's inside or outside, on the guy that's most likely to be beat. And when with them knowing that, just like I know it and can see it, you know, they are not going to put themselves in a position where Michael Parsons is going to take advantage of them. I think they're going to have check with me's in their game plan that allows them to get to moving Caleb, moving him off the spot, moving him to or away from the pass rush, make the pass rusher go inside and he moves outside. All of those different types of measures, I think Ben Johnson is savvy enough to add to their repertoire to make sure that Caleb can release the ball down the field or run with it. Or are they going
to
run the football?
They're going to have to make him uncomfortable, Jackie. That's basically said, just simply put. And I think if they can do that, if they can achieve that goal on defense, then I think it's going to add to their to the way they play the game. And I think from them beating the Lions the way they did by seven points last week, okay, that shows a lot of what this defense is capable of standing up in the end of the game, in the plus 20. And that's where Caleb has been pretty successful.
Right.
Down in the red zone, Michael, they're scoring touchdowns down there, and I think that's what's where Micah Parsons really shows up on
Jordan
defense.
Love,
yeah, especially
four
if you
touchdowns.
Sit right in the pocket.
Yeah, I know
four
he's
touchdowns
thrown,
from
yeah.
Jordan Love. So here you go. You got the Bears who beat the Eagles last week, 24-15. The Packers beat the Lions, 31-24, and now you got the Bears going at it at Green Bay.
Yeah.
This is going to be a game to watch. It's going to be a good game.
It's really. I think it's the game
Lambeau
of the week.
Lambeau Field, man. It's going to be cold weather there,
yes.
too. Because it was 30 degrees last night in Boston, you know, for that Monday night football.
But I don't think either of these teams are going to be opposed to the weather.
No,
it's not going
to affect them. It's not going to affect them.
All
right, let's look last week. The Bengals bounced back. And what is going on with the Ravens, Jackie?
Well,
Bengals 32, Ravens 14. The Ravens got to do something fast. Now, the Bengals are going to be playing the Buffalo Bills, and the Ravens are at home playing the Pittsburgh Steelers this week. We need a win from the Baltimore Ravens for them to make a stand here.
Yeah, they're losing ground as the weeks go by. But, I mean, last week, you can't say enough, Vince, about Joe Burrow.
I know.
Right? And you can't say enough about the type of leader he is. Mm-hmm. I mean, the demeanor he has, he's just as calm, as cool as a cucumber under pressure. He is special. There is no doubt about it. This guy hadn't played football in a number of weeks now, had a major issue with his foot and everything. You know how it is pushing off a foot that had surgery on it from the turf toe and everything. And he comes in, and he looks like he has never missed a game. He is just so special to watch. And the confidence that he brings to his team, Vance, it was kind of like it reminded me of that stretch that we had when we went to the Super Bowl and you came in and just everything just calmed down because we knew you were going to make the plays, Vance, and all we had to do was our jobs. And that's what I think I'm seeing right now with Joe Burrow, and I think that this team right here is going to gain a lot more confidence and play a lot better and better and better as the season goes along.
Okay, but Joe Burrow's, Vince, he's playing on the road at Buffalo, and last week the Bills over the Steelers, 26-7, a quite decisive victory.
Yeah, but you know, Joe, like Jackie says, Joe Burrow plays the game like it's supposed to be played. I mean, he gives it all. He's quality. He's well respected. Okay, and he plays to perfection. Okay, and there's not too much that he does that's done wrong.
Right.
He's pretty much right on, and 80% of the games that he plays in, they win. So, I mean, he's got great camaraderie with his receivers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really understand where he's at. They have belief in him. They run their routes knowing the ball's going to be where it's going to be. So, I mean, it does add a lot, but they're going up against Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bills is a good team.
One more thing. I want to touch this briefly, Michael, because you did ask. Now, if you look at Joe Burrow is a guy who operates primarily from the pocket. And if you looked at Lamar Jackson and you wonder why the Ravens haven't gotten traction since he's been back, Lamar Jackson, much of his success has to do with his mobility.
Mm-hmm.
The guy pulled a hamstring. Most people who pull a hamstring are going to miss 6 weeks if they pull it good.
Yeah.
There is no doubt in my mind that this guy is not the same quarterback since he pulled his ham, Vince. There is no doubt in my mind about it. He is not the same quarterback, and he's not going to beat you exclusively from the pocket without the ability to scramble and run around. That's the difference right now that all we're right. seeing with the Baltimore Ravens.
But Jackie, Vince, the Ravens are at home. Maybe they scramble, maybe they're not. They're playing the Steelers, who have a lot of problems, including a broken nose and injured, broken wrist there on Aaron Rodgers. Am I right?
Yeah, there's been a lot of unrest there in Pittsburgh right
Come
now.
Come on.
The unrest is putting it light.
I mean, that NFC North division, unrest. Jackie, is really up for grabs because the Ravens and the Steelers are all tied at 500, basically. Yeah, they're gonna have to travel. I think that it's gonna be tough. But with the acquisition of Adam Thielen, they just acquired Mike Tomlin. Okay, there's been a lot of talk about Mike Tomlin's a great coach. He's been proven year after year. He's never had a losing season. Okay,
this is 17 years, Vince.
You know why, Jackie? Because he's tough.
Yeah, he's tough.
Okay, and what he says goes. All right, and the players believe it. If you don't like what he says, goodbye.
Right.
All right? Because this is the way I know how to win, and they win.
They win that way.
And they have to play tough football. They have to start on defense, and they have to play it. It has to roll over on their offense. They got to get their running game going. Okay? Aaron Rodgers, broken nose and all.
Yeah.
Broken left wrist. I mean, he's going to come out and play. Okay, he's 42 years old. That guy's tougher than nails.
Oh,
I mean, he's
no
going to play.
No
so they're going to get the ball rolling. I happen to believe that Pittsburgh's still going to come back. They're definitely going to have a winning season, and they're going to pick it up. Adam Thielen is going to offer a lot because he's going to get
Speaking of Adam Thielen, he was in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And he asked for a trade or to be released. They released him, and the first thing that happens is the Pittsburgh Steelers pick him up. I wonder why Adam Thielen wants out of Minnesota. Do you think it's because perhaps the quarterback doesn't know how to get him the ball?
He can't get him the ball, but he knows he can fit right in with Aaron Rodgers. In less than 1 week, you watch, they'll connect.
Right.
Because they've got experience on both sides.
All right, when we come back and take a look at the Sunday night game and Monday night game for you, too, that's coming up this week. This is On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. Don't forget to get some cheese at our great website for our sponsor, harmonycheese.com. They have all the greatest, and they got them packaged up for gift-giving this holiday season. Email us. Tell us what you think of the show. Tell us what you think of the cheese. onpoint@crntalk.com. Onpoint, O-N-P-O-I-N-T, at crntalk.com. Vince and Jackie returns with On Point Live.
Kohl's Customer Appreciation Event is here, right in time for the gift exchange. Even though everyone pretends gifting isn't a competition, it kinda is. At Kohl's, save on gifts everyone will fight over. From sweaters and flannels to air fryers, toaster ovens, and more. Because deep down, the gift exchange isn't just about giving. It's also about winning. Shop Kohl's and save on top gifts now. Select style, some exclusions apply. Offers end December 14th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Whether you're gifting, decorating, or treating yourself, Lowe's December Deal Drops are here to help you save more all month long. Get up to 50% off select holiday decor. Plus, get up to 40% off select tools and accessories. Shop new December deal drops every week this month and get so much more out of your holidays. Lowe's, we help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see.
Will the Broncos ever drop? I don't think so.
Court,
they won
cool.
by a point. Prove themselves a winner. Get back to the show. All right, welcome back. It's On Point Live. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. We have to talk, Vince says, about the best game of the week. I agree. Broncos outlasting the Washington Commanders. Can you believe it? 27-26. Vince, we'll start with you.
Sunday night football was at its best.
It was.
I'm telling you, man. Marcus Mariota was impressive, but Bo Nix.
I was really surprised at how well Marcus Mariota played.
I mean, the whole team rallied. I mean, you give them credit. I mean, Jackie, they had only won two games this year, and they came out and it looked like a potential playoff team.
Right.
But
how about that catch? How about that catch down in the end zone over there?
Oh, unbelievable catch.
Oh, man, that was Odell Beckham-ish.
Oh, yeah, he did, one-handed.
Yes.
But, you know, Jackie, it boiled down to the overtime and in the last drive. The Commanders were driving down the field. Mariota had the wide open receiver, but –
The number one defender that they had, the highest paid defender on their team, made the biggest play, and that's the way it should have been.
Bonito.
He jumped up. He saw him getting ready to dunk the ball. He jumped up as high as he
blocked
could, tipped the ball, and then ran straight to the sideline because all his teammates were helping him celebrate.
Man, I'm telling you,
that
Michael,
was cool,
you know,
a
it's
cool
it's
moment.
Something to be said about, you know, great defensive plays, but that was as exciting as a game you're going to see.
Broncos are taking
Vince, if he doesn't tip that ball.
Oh, it's over.
It's over.
They win the game. It's
the
last. Yeah, they win it in
overtime.
Good breakup.
And give the Broncos credit, too, Michael. Bo Nix and Sean Payton, they came to play.
They
win another tight game.
So here's the question.
Good combination.
Yes.
Will the Commanders, playing such a great game, pump them up enough to beat the Vikings at Minnesota?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I don't see. The Vikings were scoreless last
week.
Good
Lord
have
mercy.
They got
zero.
You
got one of their best players.
26-0.
One of their best players asked to be traded or cut.
I know.
Just let
Adam
me
Thielen.
Out of here. Adam Thielen.
And he was their franchise receiver.
He is a gamer. I mean, the guy understands the passing game as well as any receiver. He reminds me of Cooper Kupp, just not quite as athletic as Cooper Kupp was, but he was rangier. He could run all the routes, Vince, the underneath stuff. He'd take the big hits. And he's asking out of Minnesota. I mean, it's with Sam Darnold at Minnesota. I'm going to have to go back this. I'm going to take my apology back. I'm taking my apology back to the Minnesota Viking people because they never should have let Sam Darnold leave there.
Well,
I still believe
that. I agree.
You're talking about quarterbacks. Okay, there's so many quarterbacks that are stepping up this year. Drake May. Okay, Jack, you and I both seen
him
play.
Talk about that
on
game.
Monday Night Football, okay? Mike, just like Bo Nix, he stood in the pocket. It was beautiful. I told Jackie, I made a comment that my observations of a quarterback in the pocket.
Oh, yeah. This is unique, Mike. Listen to this. This is a very unique observation.
Here's an observation that when the quarterback's throwing the football and the accuracy of the throw, but not so much the placement of the ball, it's the way the ball is rotating and how it's coming into the hands of the receiver. Okay, the ball is speaking a language to its receiver by the way he throws it. So he threw it with enough touch. He didn't zip the ball and throw it on a dime. Okay, when the receiver's wide open, you don't need to zip the ball. He threw it soft. The receiver knows, when I catch the ball, there's nobody in front of me. Now I can go make a play.
I can turn up.
And so Drake May does it better. I mean, he's only in his second year and is touched on his deep balls, the arc of the ball, the trajectory of the ball coming down to the receiver in the corner of an end zone is very catchable.
And the other thing, Mike, he said that just blew my mind was that that ball dictates to that receiver how soon it's going to be before he can expect contact.
Right.
If he's running a certain route, and like Vince says, if that ball has a lot of zip on it, he knows he better catch that ball and cover up. Catch that ball and cover up because the defender is going to try to strip him of the ball or he's going to take a big blow. Right, Vince?
Right, exactly.
It was a unique observation that I never really thought of, and I've been listening to him and listening to others refer to him as a guy that has great touch, great control when he throws a football. And all of these years, it never really meant anything to me until Vince explained it like
put
that.
It in place,
but we're not in the offensive line either. Pumping guys up and knocking guys out with hand fists and hand movement and knocking them around.
A little bit different.
I mean, there's a lot of different technical problems with that, too.
33-15, the Patriots over the Giants.
Yeah.
Patriots are, for real, the first NFL team to reach 11 wins this season. They've got a bye week this week. They're going to rest up and crush whoever they face next week.
Wow.
The Giants, I don't know, are they playing this week? The Giants, I think they got a bye week as well, too.
Yeah.
They could use a couple of bye weeks.
Yeah, Jackson Dart's playing pretty good as a quarterback as well. Different style. They're very very accurate, too, as a quarterback. But, you know, there's a lot more to learn in the system, especially when you're changing coaches all around. So
Monday night events. Philadelphia Eagles. They're in Los Angeles playing the Chargers. Herbert, the quarterback there, he's got
He had a taped-up hand or something. He had some surgery.
Yep.
And I think they say he may be able to play after that surgery. What are your thoughts?
He might be hampered somewhat, but, you know, he's a tough quarterback, and the Chargers, win 8-4 now. Their record is they beat the Raiders. You know, the Raiders have been struggling all year long, only won two games. But, you know, they've got a tough opponent coming in this week because the Eagles were coming from a defeat last week against the Bears. All right. And they've been struggling a little bit, too. They need to get back to basic football, okay? And I don't listen to all this talk and all this surrounding gibberish that's going on.
Hoo-ha.
Receivers and all this stuff can't catch the ball. Just get back to the basic fundamentals of the game. Run the football, throw the ball, play great defense. Let's win games.
Let's get back
to winning.
You know, and this I'm going to say, I don't know if I should or not, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Sure you will.
You know, in the 20 years that I played professional football, Vince, I never had a broken finger like this young man had. Mm-hmm. I had several other things, and this is his non-throwing hand.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that they can do things to this finger where he won't even know he has a finger. He won't feel a thing.
Yeah.
They can do things where he can be very comfortable. Now, relative to taking a snap from the center, I don't know how much of that he's going to be able to do because functionally the hand might not work. Mm-hmm. But if he's taking most of his snaps, you know, from depth and catching the ball, throwing the ball shouldn't be a problem because he's throwing it with his right hand. But if he's on the center and that hand is numb, that finger is numb, and it is a finger, I think, right? One of his fingers.
Yes.
Then if he's on the center and it's numb, he won't be able to.
Yeah, he can
be
under
able
center
to tell the difference.
His right hand is the one that takes the blow of the snap.
Right.
So he can still catch the ball.
That's what I'm saying. The left hand's
a guide. So
yeah,
you can get under center. You can get back in the gun. You can do whatever you need to do. So
especially if it's numb and you don't know you have that finger.
Let me ask you this, Jackie. So you have a good year, okay? You've turned things around. You're coaching in collegiate football over there. You take Ole Miss, get him a championship. You decide maybe you'll pack your bags. Maybe you take a vacation. Maybe you just go to a different job if you want to. And the next thing you know, your suitcase is tossed out on the street by the athletic director at Ole Miss. What the heck is going on with Lane Kiffin, Jackie?
What in the world? I don't know. That's my home state, Mississippi. I was never recruited to go to Ole Miss. But I did. My high school nemesis was a guy named Gentle Ben Williams, who became the first black Colonel Reb at Ole Miss.
They're the rebellion rebels, Jackie.
And he was a great player. But, I mean, they're athletic director. He gave Kiffin, an ultimatum. You know, either you're staying with us or you're going, and we want to know by this date. And he made his decision. And once he decided that he was going to LSU, the The athletic director took all of his belongings and put them on a roller rack and sent them on the curb for him to come and get them. You are not welcome back in the premises. But the worst thing that happened is he takes that team. They have their first 11-game winning streak, 11-game win in the regular season, Vince, the biggest number, most number of wins they ever had in the regular season, and he was getting ready to take that team into the playoffs for an opportunity to be a national champion, and the athletic director told him he is not welcome back on the premises.
Well, national contention, Jackie, you know, and all I can look back as is that, you know, in my history, when I played at Nebraska, one of the greatest defensive-minded coaches and defensive coordinator was Monty Kiffin.
His dad. Yeah.
So I played with
and
his dad.
How many
there.
Teams did he coach for?
Oh, he coached. And he went on after winning national championship, Jackie, 2 years. He went on to coach at many schools, 14 total probably.
And counting the pros, too.
Pros and college. So he was always traveling. And, you know, Lane was after his dad. And
yeah.
So when he mentioned that in his press conference, talking about when he spoke at his dad's funeral, you know, I can see why he's been on the move so much. But he is an excellent coach. He means so much to the team. The team is going to direly miss him.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to function the same without him there. But he's going to add a lot to this LSU program, Jackie. And he's going to turn this program at Death Valley. I mean, that's one of the toughest places to go down there and play a night game. I'm telling you, during the season, he's going to turn this whole thing around for
Tigers. I tell you something else that athletic director at Ole Miss should have considered is the kneel. The reason why they won 11 games at Ole Miss, Vince, is because of the players that came there for Kiffin to coach.
Right.
Kiffin is now going to LSU. Yeah, they were competitors in the SEC. How many of those prime players who see what the athletic director has done by taking the coach out that recruited them, how many of those prime players are going to be looking to go and get a Neil deal down at LSU?
Well, let me ask you a question. If you had a choice to go to LSU or Ole Miss next year to play for a coach, who would you go for?
If I was recruited at Ole Miss by Lane Kiffin and his staff, if he's got Neil money there, 50 cents more, I think I might go.
I was looking at the coach, man. I wasn't even worried about the money.
Yeah,
part.
Well, you know that's not true. Yeah. You know they're concerned. Oh,
Everywhere you go, they'll make it worthwhile. It's like, what's the difference?
Yeah.
The difference is the coach.
Yeah, the difference is
the coach. The coaches are forgetting about that.
And all of these young guys on this team at Ole Miss right now were on the verge of national championship with Monty Kiffin, and if they can go – they're going.
Yeah. Okay,
with
Vince,
Lane Kiffin.
Yeah. What if you had a chance to take over the Lakers after their 8-game winning streak? What's going on there in basketball?
I don't know, man. I tell you what, I was looking at that.
Yeah.
And they won 4 out of 6 games. 4 out of 6 games, and 2 of them were on the road.
Oh, they won like 5 in a row.
Wait a minute.
The Lakers have.
They won 4 out of 6 games. Okay, 2 of those games was on the road. And then they go and they lose by 17 points to the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking to myself, why? What happened? All of a sudden, you go from all of those games were good games, and they actually had 8-10 point wins in most of those games. And then they go to Phoenix, and they just, I don't know, you think they just went flat?
Well, the stars, let me tell you something.
You think
there's
a time where they just lose your energy after a while?
Well, loss of concentration, I think, maybe, because, you know, Austin Reeves, Luka Doncic, and LeBron both turned the ball over multiple times in that game against the Mavericks.
Can't do that. Can't have that.
You know, against the Suns, but against the Mavericks, Jackie, the first time in LeBron's history that two other former players on his team scored 30 points or more.
Austin Reeves
and Luka Doncic.
Right.
Okay, one scored 38 points, one scored 35 points. I mean, those guys are stepping up.
Right.
I mean, that Western Division is tight. The Thunder have only lost one game, Mike, all year long.
Can you imagine?
I mean, and now they're going to have draft picks.
For the next two or three years.
Oh my gosh, top draft picks
for the next two
and they're
going to
win
years.
Two championships in a row and still have number one draft
the
picks.
The top players coming out, they're going to have a chance to get top players coming
That's
out.
That's for the SGA.
I heard they signed Michael Conforto from the Dodgers. We'll help them out a little bit.
Only got to do is package a bunch of those picks. Package a bunch of those picks and go get the best two guys.
No kidding.
Email us your thoughts onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. HarmonyCheese.com is our sponsor. Get the orders in early, man. Get them out to all your friends. Check out our website, On Point Live, and our podcast, say give it a like there. On Point Live on YouTube with Vince and Jackie. We'll take a break, wrap things up with On Point Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're making our list here. Speed handicapping. Vince D'Argamo, Jackie Slater for this Sunday's game. Starting with you, Jackie. Dallas Cowboys at Detroit. Who do you like?
You know what? I'm going to have to go with Dallas. What do you think, Vince? Like what C.D. Lamb and the others. I like what they're doing.
I got to go to the upset win. I'm going Lions.
Yeah, I'll go with Corey. I like the Lions as well.
I think I'm going Lions, too. Ooh. Seattle Seahawks at Atlanta Falcons. I like Seattle. Vince?
Oh, me, too.
Me,
Seattle.
Too. Me, three.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
New Orleans at Tampa Bay. Corey?
I'm going with Tampa.
Me, too.
Anybody but the Saints.
I'm going with Baker. I'm going with Baker
Mayfield.
Yeah, Baker
threw a touchdown to a big offensive lineman last week.
I'm going with Baker Mayfield and a sore shoulder.
Tennessee Titans at the Cleveland Browns.
Shedeur Sanders and the Browns. He's going to do it this time.
Not to mention that great pass.
Corey, you there too?
Yep, I'm with the Browns. Yep.
Bengals at the Buffalo Bills, Jackie.
I'm going with Buffalo. Mm-hmm.
I like Buffalo.
I circled the Bills. I got to go circling the wagons with the Bills.
Corey.
Yep, I got to go with Bills.
Hey, we're all in agreement.
Jacksonville Jaguars. It's going to be a great game. I think I'll maybe hold my nose and go Jacksonville. What do you think, Vince?
Oh, man, no. I'm going with the Colts because they got to bounce back. They got to show it.
And they've been playing some of the best football all year long consistently.
Corey.
I'm going with them.
Yep, I'm going with Jacksonville.
Oh,
Miami Dolphins at the New York Jets, Jackie.
This is a tough one, but it seems like the coach down in Miami is gaining some ground, Vince.
Yes.
I'm going with Miami this time.
Mike's doing it down there. I'm going with the Dolphins, too.
Corey?
I'm going with Dolphins.
Wow. I am, too. Pittsburgh Steelers at the Baltimore Ravens. Corey?
I think the Ravens can do it.
I think they'll come back. Why? Yes,
Vince. It's about time. It's about time that Lamar starts running around. a little bit more. I'm going with the Ravens as
Adam
well.
Thielen's with the Steelers, and they're going to show up. I'm going with the Steelers as a hunch.
All right, could be an upset there. Washington Commanders at the Minnesota Vikings. Jackie.
Oh, my goodness. I think the Washington Commanders will win this game.
For sure.
Yeah, that's what I got.
I got that
Denver
as well.
Denver Broncos at the Las Vegas Raiders. Corey.
Broncos.
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 Come on.
Rams at Arizona. I'll go Rams.
Rams.
Rams. Never. They never lose in Arizona.
The Rams.
There you go. Tough one. Chicago Bears at Green Bay.
Oh, that is tough one, Vince.
I'm going Harmony Cheese and the Green Bay Packers.
I'm going with the Chicago Bears.
Oh, come on.
I'm going with the Packers.
Packers.
Houston Texans at the Kansas City Chiefs. Jackie.
I'm going to have to go with that defense in Houston.
Kansas City's going to roll, man. I'm going with the Chiefs.
I have the Chiefs
as well. I don't give
up
on them.
I think Chiefs are going to come back. Eagles at the Chargers. What do you think, Corey?
Eagles.
I have to go with Eagles.
Eagles.
I'm going Chargers. All right, that's our show, everybody. Do you want to hear a knock on the door?
Man, we're not working. What do we say, Jackie?
Stay on point.